Good evening and welcome to another show right here on A Link to Heaven Radio, where we give you the realism and spiritualism. Before I start the show tonight, I'd like to send out a very special happy birthday wish to a very wonderful lady and friend, Laura Rogers, producer of the X-Zone Radio Show. I know her and Rob often listen in. Happy birthday to you, Laura. I hope Rob is taking you out to a very beautiful dinner for your birthday. Make sure he doesn't use those coupons for those places, you know what I mean? From all of us at A Link to Heaven Radio, we wish you a very happy one indeed. Thank you for tuning in to all those radio stations picking up A Link to Heaven Radio, by the way. And it's in syndication. Archive Radio, Arizona. The Spotlight Radio, California. Bob FM, Canada. Ghost Talk Radio, Australia, WPAR Anormal, WParanormal.com Radio, SciSpot.com, and many, many more. If your radio station is picking my show up on Link to Heaven Radio, please let me know, and I will announce your station on air as well. Write to me at RobbieThomas@Kojakow.ca. That's RobbieThomas. At Kojako, Kojeco.ca, and I will be sure to announce your station. You can now listen to me on Bob FM in Canada, coming very soon. We have firmed up a deal for me to do a show there on the FM station airwaves in the mornings. Also, there will be following Dead Whisper around to all our filming, bringing you the listener that much closer to the action. Also in negotiations, the Spotlight Radio, you will also be able to catch me on there once a week after all the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted. All great stations, all working for the purpose of bringing you the very best in spiritualism worldwide. So stay tuned and find out more as we go along right here on A Link to Heaven Radio. If you like your comments or validations read on air, you have an inspirational story or something you wish to talk about or share with our listening audience, please write to me again at RobbieThomas@Kojakow.ca, and I will be sure to read them for you right here. You know, it's been only a matter of a few weeks that we finished filming the first three episodes to a new hit show, Dead Whisper, and the response has been overwhelming. People crave for a show that actually brought two parallel worlds together, a breaking of the barrier, so to speak. Dead Whisper has gone just and done that. In fact, conversations with the other side captured on EVP and film. What more could there be to bring us all the validation of the yearning factor for the other side is right here with us. Well, you will also see anomalies captured more so in these shots like none other. The other side was just reaching out for us to be filmed at the Al Capone Bordello in Chicago, the Studebaker Mansion in Indiana, and the Mantino State Hospital in Illinois, where they came forth asking for help in every corner we turned. The boundaries of years have been blurred together as the other side reaches out, wanting to be heard and seen. Take advantage of this great deal offer on www.deadwhisper.com. That's deadwhisper.com. Well, enjoy the three video clips that are set up there for you, the three EVP clips that are set up on that page as well. The collector's edition of Dead Whisper was autographed by each of the crew members that took part in making of this extraordinary film footage. You'll be on the edge of your seat watching this as the chills run down your spine, listening to the spirits from the other side, conversing with the crew members and me, all captured on film for you. Again, that's deadwhisper.com. There are only a limited number of DVDs left. Don't miss out. Once in a lifetime offer. Here are some of the critics, what they had to say. Dead Whisper is going to get a lot of people shouting for more. From frame one, it's obvious this is the real thing, not that scripted, soft-focused, phony ghost swill we've been getting. Dead Whisper is destined to become paranormal classic and more. It's a new benchmark in the paranormal video journalism. Bill Schreiner, owner and general manager at Archive Radio. Wow, I wanted to watch more. It had me at the end of my seat. I am so impressed. Desra Turley, star for the night show, host, BBS Radio. So, folks, what are you waiting for? Deadwhisper.com. Check check it out. You won't be disappointed. We are about to do a huge deal, folks, as well. And we will hear, you'll hear it first right here. In the up-and-coming week or so, I am going to bring back for you, the by popular demand, the entire crew of Dead Whisper, so you can write in and phone in to ask them questions of our progress, shoots we've been on, and even what their favorite place of haunting they liked. So be sure to tune in right here. Keep your eyes peeled for the fantastic show. It's going to be a ghastly goblin ghouly time. There is a show for the soldiers, and I've talked about this on every show now, and I come to understand that people really respect this and want to hear this, and this is a real good thing. There's a show for the soldiers who protect and serve, and it's called Letters to From Home. The email is letters2@hotmail.com. That's letters2@hotmail.com. It airs Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Spotlight Radio. That's www.thespotlightradio.org. Letters are read from soldiers to family and friends, and then from friends and family and supporters read back to the soldiers around the world. So check that out as we offer support to those who protect us and keep us free. There are soldiers who really need to hear we care enough for them, as they care enough to lay their lives in harm's way to protect us. So please tune in and lend your support. They really need it. We have been experiencing rather difficult times here at BBS Radio with the phone lines, but I think everything is all situated and fixed now, folks. And you know we're going to be taking your calls and what have you very shortly. So that's 1-877-876-5227 worldwide. That's 1-877-876-5227 worldwide. And if that don't work, please try 1-530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. I will be taking your calls just in a moment, folks. So pick up the phone, give me a ring. Those numbers can be found on the front page of the index of BBS Radio as well. Right now, I'd like to take the time to reach in the mailbag and read one letter before we take a fast break. And you, too, can write to me again. It's at robbythomas@kojiko.ca, and I most certainly will read your letter on air as well. The first letter comes from Connie from Cincinnati. Hi, Robbie. This is Connie Coolidge from Cincinnati, Ohio. We talked on your show on Mother's Day. Just wanted to let you know I've been writing in my journal, and things seem to be a bit better. Thank you so much, and hope to hear you from you soon, Connie. You are so very welcome, Connie. So glad you took the approach to use the journal as a focal point and to put your thoughts and feelings of encounters in. Most of all, I am so pleased that things seem a bit better for you now in doing so. This is very encouraging to hear for you. Remember, don't give up. Keep the faith as you see your progression. This makes a great way for you. Many things and many blessings to you, hon. Yes, folks, it is a great way to keep track of many aspects in spiritualism, to see your growth as you move in your path. Every encounter you have is put into words right before your eyes, making it etched in time, so to speak. These are the tools upon which you are given to strive, to be the best at whatever in life you want. Journal writing, especially on the hot topic of your spiritual quest, will only enlighten you to the prospects of not only seeing your potential growth, but reliving it, making it feel that much more confident for you and in you. Remember, each encounter you have, give it a title, a date, and even a time of day. Things occur for you. Put them down. Write out the experience you have had, leaving nothing out, and also don't exaggerate in any way. This will for sure give you that foundation to which spirit moves within you. Give in a synopsis of the happening, and then finally your feelings of what just took place. As you go along in your journal writing and your ability quest, you will not only see the eventual growth pattern emerging, but you will see that ability is the easiest for you to be, like in empathy, seeing, or hearing. We all have the ability. It is just that some are more acceptant to the making it much easier for them to understand. This is your guiding tool, the journal. Use it wisely. There will come a time where you will reflect to certain situations and have taken place with you. Thus, you know, you will see things will become second nature. The instrument of the journal will allow you to glance back, be it a month, be it 6 months, or even a year. By then, the spiritual path you take in the aspect of knowing your ability will become much more a part of you, making you that much more acquainted with the spirit and how things work. Happy journal keeping, Connie, and everyone who's listening. And welcome back to A Link to Heaven Radio. Glad you're back, folks. We'll be taking your calls here really soon, and I think we have somebody on the line as we speak. And I think it's Rebecca from Napa, Florida. Rebecca, are you there?
I am. It's Napa, Idaho, I'm from.
Oh, I'm sorry?
I'm from Napa, Idaho.
Napa, Idaho. Wow, did I ever scoot you across the country?
Yeah.
I didn't think you wanted
to
move.
So we're a little nicer.
How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Let me hear about the weather. How's the weather where you are?
It's warm, sunny, 80.
Enjoying it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went from a nice warm state to back to cool. I don't know what's going on, but I guess that's us up in Canada, us crazy Canucks. Do you have a question for me?
Actually, I do. I've been having this weird thing happen to me for quite a while, where it has something to do with, like, the time on the clock is always, like, at 6:02. Every time I just have, like, this urge to, like, look at the clock, and it's always that time, whether it's a.m. or p.m.
Right.
And
you're wondering what that means.
Yes.
Some people see 111 or 333 or the sevens or the fours, right, in numerology and what have you.
Uh-huh.
And you're always seeing 6:02.
Uh-huh.
Are you waking up at 6:02 as well?
Yes.
Now, have you studied numerology or looked at this?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Now, the feeling I'm getting from the 6:02, who was born at 6 in the morning? Right around 6 in the morning. Because when I'm talking about it and I'm circling it,
uh-huh,
and you ask me the number, normally it'll correspond, like when I see 111 or 333, I relate that to God and to spirit and things. That's how I relate that to. But
mm-hmm,
this is a definite, and I'm getting the birth. So 6 a.m., that's how I'm getting this. And it's funny,
yeah,
to ask you if you see
I'm
that
not
in the
familiar
as well.
With somebody that was born at 6.
6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm getting to. It's a birth. And when I'm doing that, I'm drawing the arrow up, and I wrote birth, so the arrow's going directly to birth. And also on that, the 14th is a date, the 14th. So 6, and the birth would be in the morning, birth. So when we have a birth, it's either a child or somebody has moved on in life, and at that time frame, that's a new birth. So we look at it as death, but it's actually not death. We know it's moving on, it's moving forward to a new birth. And that's how it's coming to me. And then again, the 14 comes up. And I'm drawing narrow to that too now. So we got 6 in the morning, and we got the date of 14. And the 6:02. Now, but I've written 6 even, 6 a.m. So it's on around 6 a.m. So you have 6:02, but then it goes to the 14th, and it's a birth. So somebody has been born or reborn and to life in that respect. Is this correlating with what you understand?
Well, why would I be sensing that, though?
When we get things like that in numbers, or we have reoccurrent dreams, let's say, or we have deja vu over and over, like, oh, I've seen this again. It's part of our, and it's a great topic I'm having tonight as well. It's called awakenings. So when we have awakenings, and these are little parts of our awakening or spiritual track, these are things that are laid out before us, and they are given through spirit. Now, again, it's a reflection point, and I'm getting that. It's like a reflection point for you. And it's 6 o'clock, and it's an a.m. morning thing. I can't get away from the morning. And again, on the 14th, that's the date that comes. And again, I'm writing it down, birth. I'm stuck on that. So this is what it is for you. Now, you'll have to research and find out who has been born on the 14th, really close to you. Really close to you. Because this is all tight as I write this. And it's a reflection point. So there's something to do with the individual who was born on the 14th, or who has passed or birthed into the new realm or heaven sanctuary, or however you feel of it, at 6 in the morning. And this is where it comes. This is a reflection point for you.
Okay.
And then when you know what I want you to do too then?
Okay.
Is keep track of this and write this out. Keep track of this and do your homework. Find out for me what it is and then write to me. Or even call me back, because I want to find out about the clarification of this, because this is coming in this manner, and I would really like to find out myself.
Okay. All right.
Anything else for me?
I do have one more question. I have a question regarding my marriage, as far as where, if you're getting any feeling on where it's going.
You have a lot of trust issues?
Yeah.
Again, and when I'm sitting here, I'm writing it out, trust issues. Now, govern, I don't know why I got govern, and I wrote out the word govern. Are you holding all this in and not expressing yourself to your partner?
Kind of, in a sense.
There's ways that people do discuss things, but the way of feeling that you're not going about it properly is... When we it's natural. When we fight, we get the finger pointing, right?
Yeah.
And we never talk about the teamwork, as in us and we. We talk about I, singular, me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you did this, that type of issues. When I say, are you discussing it? I don't hear or feel the we value or the us. It just seems like it goes from. It will try to start out properly, but then it goes right to the opposite.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
The govern part of it now. Who are you looking for? When I'm looking at the govern, are you the one who's actually looking for the wrong, to find the wrongs?
I don't really feel that I am, but... I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that's how it comes to me.
Okay.
Is, you know, and it's not a bad, it's nothing like we say, oh, that's a bad quality or what have you. It's just the fact that some people do, and they don't see it until they're told it. And then when they do look at it and go, wow, maybe, yeah, you know, and they start to reflect back at things.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a two-way street. It's just not one way here. It's two-way. We have to talk about those trust issues. And that was the number one thing that came up. So maybe if it's a good point and a good gesture, you two sit down and talk about these trust issues.
Okay.
Because if one can bring it forward in a nice manner and using the team words, we and us, how can we get over this? You know, it's up to us to figure this out. And then that way there, you're building that foundation, rekindling that fire, going back to the beginning, looking at it properly. You know, these are the real sensible, easy things that will help spur communication.
Okay, right now there's no communication.
That's right. Yeah, right now there's a lot of that lacking. So, are you able to try that at least?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been...
And I know when you get to the point, he's like, oh, why? Why again? You know,
exactly.
Why bother?
And I'm stuck because I don't know if this has been an ongoing thing, so I don't know if I should be trying to end this or...
No, honestly, when you ask me that question or you're stating that statement, usually when I feel something for somebody, I kind of lean to what they're saying. No, I don't think you should throw this away. I think there's stuff that's just been overlooked. A lot of people, I feel like there's, instead of walking the path slowly, we jump to conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel here. So maybe it's best that we go back and revisit, use that team effort, we and us, and check that out, hon. How's that?
That sounds good.
Great. And get back to me on that other, would you please?
I will.
Great. God bless you.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you wish to email me, folks, again, it's robbiethomas@kojiko.ca, and I'll most certainly read your letters on air, your comments, what have you. Before we take another call, I have one more letter I got from Brad from Ontario. He says, "Hi, Robbie. Love the show, man. Tried to get through last week when you had Kevin Smith on. Your show was a great interview. My question to you is, how can one interpret dreams for themselves like you do? Is there a rule to thumb for this?" Thank you, Brad, for writing me. Great question, by the way. Here is a good plug for that fabulous Kevin Smith. Brad, and anyone listening, if you'd like to learn more about Kevin Smith, you can go to kevinsmithshow.com and check out his new book. It's fabulous, Gods in the Garden. Okay, back to your great question, Brad. The way I do dream interpretation is different than maybe how you or someone else might do it. I actually connect to the person's soul, hence why I call them soul readings. I tend to actually read deeper into the person, bringing up the past, the present, and the future events that surround them and in their lives. This is different than saying the car is red and going fast means that you might be moving in a fast pace in your life with a lot of turmoil. The car being red, and red meaning many things like passion and anger in some ways, and then the statement of fast being the pace in which things are happening. I tend to go deeper than this and touch the element of what really is behind the individual's feelings or life or situation at hand. When I read people, my guides are very instrumental in helping me for it's the message for the individual that is needed. Therefore, what spirit chooses, being it the time or what is needed to be heard, is at that moment the proper thing to say. Myself, I also pick up on the vibes of the individual, their energies, while they explain to me the dream. It can be in the way they write it out or even speak it to me. The rendering of everyone's emotions of spirit when we speak the truth is always laid before us. There have been many different types of dreams and situations that messages do come from dreams. Warnings, right to ourselves, letting us know we need to pay attention to those around us or even us. Spirit, again, moves in a way that only spirit so chooses. Thus, you know, this gives us the opportunity to grow still even more in our trek in the realm of realism, of spiritualism. For you now, Brad, you might want to experiment, so to speak, by, again, grabbing a journal and keeping track of your personal dreams. To start out, or ask someone close to you to lend their dreams or so to you so you can interpret them. Have them write them out, or you write them out as they tell you. Then later find a quiet spot by yourself, relax, away from the distractions, and get a feel for what the wording means. Now use your inner strength to feel for the wording and let it come from spirit, from the individual, giving it great importance as you look for the insight into the message. Write what comes from your heart, not your thoughts. This is the difference. Let your inner strength find the answer and the message behind the dream. Good luck in your dream interpretations. And you are about to embark on, Brad, is fabulous. Thank you again. Fantastic question indeed. Well, folks, we have a special guest coming online with me. Please, welcome Desiree Turley. Desiree, are you there? Hello, Desra?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Fantastic. How was your day?
Oh, wonderful.
Folks, this is Desra Turley, host of A Star for the Night show right here on BBS Radio. I want you all to really tune in and listen to her program. It's fantastic. Desra, real fast, give us a breakdown, the day, the time, and whatnot. Go ahead.
Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Pacific. And A Star for the Night is a nonprofit foundation where we take kids from the homeless shelter and also the cancer center, and they become stars. And with the radio, what we do is we have them co-host the radio show and interview their favorite celebrities and movie stars. And we've had such stars as Andy Garcia and, of course, Robbie Thomas, and that was one of the best shows that we've had. The kids were just, they're still on cloud nine, and that was 3 weeks ago.
Oh, they're
and,
special kids, you know that.
Yes, oh, they're just, yeah, we'll talk about that. But we've also had, well, Melissa Joan Hart is going to be this Tuesday.
That's going to be a beautiful show.
Yeah, so the kids get to not only be on the radio, but they also get to realize their dreams by, you know, talking and interviewing their favorite movie stars.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That is so special for kids. It gives them that inspiration, that hope to look up to somebody like that, and even to meet them, like, that's inspiring, period.
Yes, and these stars have been so wonderful and open-hearted. They let the kids ask them anything, and they're just so open and just want to give all they can to the children as far as, you know, encouragement and inspiration and that type of thing. And, you know, it's even better than meeting them in person sometimes, because of the fact that when you meet them in person, you'll maybe only get a couple minutes and maybe a handshake and an autograph. But this way it's even more, it's kind of more intimate, you know, where they get to feel like they're on the same level by interviewing them on the radio.
Well, you know, Desra, you're pretty special yourself. I mean, look at the work you do.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
Thank you.
You're giving these children and families hope and love and compassion. It's unbelievable. You know, again, folks, I want you to tune in, and it's on Tuesdays, right, Desra?
Uh-huh. Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific.
Fantastic. It's a fantastic. You know what? I was so thrilled when you said, Rob, can you come and co-host the show with me, the opening debut. I was thinking, oh my gosh, you're kidding me. But
yes, and we had kids from the homeless shelter, about six of them, and we got them into a limo and brought them to the studio and for your show. And oh my gosh, they were just crying. I wish it could be on TV as well as on the radio, because the reactions from the children, you just don't know unless you can see it. Because when they get super, super excited and elated, they have a tendency of, like, holding their breath and jumping up and down quietly and that type of thing. And they don't want to, you know, yell and cry and get elated over the radio, because they think that's not professional. But then the audience doesn't know that they're, you know, jumping out of their skin, you know. And
yeah,
there was a couple of kids that what was wonderful about the show with you, with these homeless children, is what they really need more than the kids with cancer is, you know, hope and encouragement for their future, so that they can know that, you know, right now it's a really tough time and they've had a really tough childhood, and maybe their parents didn't have a chance to, you know, show them how they could be really successful and have their dreams come true and make anything happen. And you gave them the opportunity to let them know, hey, you know, just because you're homeless right now doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to go to college, does not mean that you're not going to be able to realize your dreams. And, you know, each child that got, you know, that had their turn talking to you, all they did was say hello and their age and their name, and you hit right on the barrel exactly what their dreams are, what they want to be, what they want to do, and you had them in tears. I mean, they were
beautiful children.
You had them in tears. I mean, two girls, once they got off the air, they just went in the back and just started crying out of joy and completely elated, to know that, they can have their dreams too,
Oh, definitely.
And it doesn't take real privileged people to be able to be an attorney or be a singer or be a model, And that's what they need to hear, It can change their lives. And
they got it in them. They can do it.
Right. Yeah, well, anybody can. It's just a matter of believing in yourself and believing in your dreams and, having the faith and the hope and the inspiration and the encouragement to just go do it. And that's exactly what these children needed.
Yeah, they're if I could have reached through and grabbed them and hugged them, I would have done it, It was just something else. They're just so beautiful. The spirit, the energy, the aura around them was just phenomenal.
Yeah, well, they're just so open. They're open to the world, wanting to be loved and wanting to have opportunity and wanting to be, even respected just because they're, their parents are, or you're one of their parents and them are in a homeless shelter doesn't mean they, they need to be looked at on a regular level of everybody else.
Yeah.
And
they're
still on cloud nine.
Speaking with the parents, they were just beautiful people.
Oh, that was the other thing. A couple of the moms got, when they were hearing what you were saying to their kids, the moms kind of said, it's my turn. They're fighting over their turn. And so they got on there, and one parent, you told one mother that she is going to get a fantastic job, and because she graduated high school, but so she was in the interim of looking for a job and, needing the inspiration and the encouragement to go out there and get it. And you told her she was going to get this fantastic job. And I just went there a couple of days ago and talked to a bunch of them. And they said, oh, my gosh, everything that Robbie said, to the parents happened. And one parent, you said that she was going to take the GED test and that she is going to pass this time, and she did. And then the other mother got a fabulous job. I think $14 an hour or something, which is really phenomenal.
Bless her heart.
Yes, which is really, really high paying, and for them and for, this area.
Oh, that is so,
Yeah, so they're still on cloud nine.
Yeah, that is so great. That is awesome.
Yes.
That is just totally awesome.
Yes, so everything that you said was right on. And you weren't even off at all in any way, shape, or form. So it really hit home with all of them. And
it's amazing how spirit moves. I just, every day I wake up and I see the sunshine, or if it's cloudy, it don't matter. It's a day that you live in, and you live it fully. And I just love each day. And it's approached by spirit, and I love it. I just can't get over it. It moves so well for those people. Those people are so loved, And, Deseret, thank you so very much for having me on your show, by the way.
Thank you.
Those beautiful people. And
the last thing that the parents were, they were running up to me, and I said, don't worry, I'll have some of the kids back, on some shows. I've got some big celebrities, and it's so funny. The parents said, well, we want our kids to be on the show with Robbie. It's like, oh my gosh, they're choosing Robbie over some big movie stars. So
I think they got the priorities mixed.
No, they want to be encouraged and enlightened. They feel that will enlighten and encourage the kids and the parents even more than speaking to their favorite movie stars.
Oh, that is just something. I'll hold that dear.
Yeah.
I do. That is just something else. Thank you for that.
So I'm gonna be calling you to have you on again real soon.
Oh, yes, please do. Give me a buzz.
Wonderful.
Yeah, by all means.
And
thank you,
Deseret. If any of the listeners would like to donate any, clothes, shoes, just, you know, nice articles at work, then you can go on to my website, which is A Star for the Night, and there's an address there, and you can go ahead and ship things off, and we will get that stuff to the children. That'd be wonderful.
By all means, folks, please do that. Go to her site and reach out. Help children. Help the families. It's all about sharing. And, you know, Desra, again, it's a phenomenal thing you're doing, and, you know, it's beyond any word I can come up with. You're just a wonderful lady. I can't believe what you're doing. And people listening, please check out her show. Listen in. Call up. Talk to her. Talk to the people that are going to be on the show. Donate. You know, check her out.
Thank you, Ravi.
Oh, Desra, thank you.
Okay,
you have a
we'll
wonderful
talk.
Evening, hon.
We'll talk real soon.
You
take
bet
care.
We will. Thank you so very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was fantastic. Yes, folks, please check out her show. She's an awesome lady. You just got to check it out. It's amazing. She gives so much for those children and the families. A wonderful, wonderful lady, Desra Turley. Wonderful. Amazing. That was just amazing. Where am I now? I've been taken off track here to what my thoughts were. That was a great call. Okay. I got another letter, but I'm going to hang tough because I want to do something here now. She's just taking me off, and, you know, it's just unbelievable. You know, folks, give me a call, 1-877-876-5227 worldwide or 530-876-3222, and I'll be taking your calls. What I got for you guys is something else because she's just spurred me here. It's time right now for Robbie's Top 10 Inspirational Thoughts. Now, listen to this. All these thoughts are brought to you by the never-ending thinking of you all. And it's all from you guys. Views on this topic are strictly of the listening audience over the years, compiled into this fabulous list and not reproduced in any way to hurt myself nor you in any means. Please attempt these at your own leisure. We here at A Link to Heaven Radio strongly advise this. I know it's a little comedy, but it's fun. Number 10, saying I love you will bring a definite smile to your spouse's face. Saying I love you to you will also. For it's not only the words, but the actions of showing this that we feel that much better inside. So what are you waiting for? Jump to this one immediately. Number 9, telling someone they are spiritual and having their heart in the right place will increase the common good of spirit throughout. It will also give that premise for you to seek what you say. Number 8, using team words that I went through and I gave that reading just not too long ago. Using team words such as we and us creates a stronger offense where the singular I needs a huge defense. So be on the stronger team and spread the good words. Number 7, have you hugged your kids today? Reflecting to find your inner child? Let's do so and become young at heart again. Looking into that, the eyes of a child will find the warmth in your heart, for the innocence of spirit comes shining through. Number 6, spending a moment seeking the refuge from burden will lend credence. You are very well looked after. For what you seek, you shall find. So open your eyes to the wonder of all, good in spirit. Number 5, sharing great thoughts or good thoughts is making each moment count in the day you live. Share in the abundance of everything, and you will reap the rewards. Number 4, wake up in the sound of music. Caress the day as it unfolds to you, and listen for the little things in life, such as the birds singing. Take the right things in life for granted properly, and you will be granted a full, lovable life. Number 3, what can I offer this day? Not what can the day offer me. Jump to the chance to be all you can be in each moment that presents itself, for it only comes around once in this lifetime. Never let a chance of greatness pass you by. Jump to the train that whistles loud for spirit. Number 2, Never turn away a chance to do something for another in the day you breathe, for you just never know if it's going to be your last breath you will take. Seize that moment again and share it with another, for this is what life is about. And the number one inspirational thought for the day is, do unto others as you wish Spirit to do unto you. This will leave you fulfilled for the day. There you have it, folks, Robbie's top 10 inspirational thoughts for the day. Please rush out and attempt them all. You're going to feel that much more better. Now, reproduction of these thoughts are strongly suggested and should be wisely used throughout your day. Now, folks, let's get down to the business of the day. Give me a call, 1-877-876-5227 worldwide, and 530-876-3222222. It's almost like I'm rapping. Those are the phone numbers. You can find them on the index page of BBS Radio. We have a lady on the phone, and her name is Nadja, and she's calling me from San Francisco. Nadja, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Robbie.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I am so fantastic. You know, if I was any more fantastic, I'd be you. How you doing?
I'm fine. You always crack me up, Robbie, but it seems like you're doing very well.
Yes, yes. You know, like, every day is a balance of goodness, and it leads to the next. So I always spare a little bit for the next day, you know, leftovers, and it's just fantastic, life is.
I'm great. I'm so glad. I'm so glad to hear that. You are a very good person, so I do wish the best for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Tell me, what's going on in your life?
Me, what's going on in my life? I'm the one who used to call you and complain about my dean.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I've finally moved. I absolutely love it here. And my job, it's hectic because I'm the new person.
Yeah.
But
wait, let's backtrack a little bit. This all came true as I read you before about all this.
Exactly, and I even emailed you and everything.
I know. You know, I'm so happy for you.
I know, and I'm finally happy. Like, I finally feel like I'm close to where I want to be.
Yeah, you're at the place in your life right now where it's going to be, how can you say, comfortably numb. It's going to be you.
Yeah, and I feel like that's really great, and I'm actually so grateful where I am, but still, I just don't feel like I don't want to use the word perfect, but I don't feel like I do believe in destiny. I do believe that I'm meant to do something, and I don't believe I'm in that exact particular place. I may be around the general vicinity, but I don't believe I'm there.
Okay, Nadja, you know what?
And it's frustrating.
If we had everything so perfect in life, how mundane would that be?
No, it's true. I totally agree with you, but it's not like this place would be perfect. It would just be going in the right direction.
Right.
And I'm afraid I'm not going in the right direction.
Oh, you are. You are. Remember, I told you that. Look where you are now. You're doing fine.
It just doesn't make
any
sense.
And it all comes down to the day in which you live. And remember me telling you, never look ahead 20 days or look way ahead in the future. Live for the day you live.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now, you're doing fantastic. Look where you came from to where you are now. Just imagine what it's going to be like in, say, 6 months to a year from now. I can see it. It's going to be fantastic for you.
Will I just get any happier, or will it just...
Yeah, you're going to be more fruitful.
Because I'm
there's
frustrated
a lot of things that
right
come
now.
Fruition for you. There's going to be, oh boy, someone coming into your life.
There is?
Yeah, I know you wanted to hear that, right?
No.
You know, it's coming. And you know what? There's going to be actually two people coming into your life that are really going to brighten it up. I'm seeing two individuals, but this is going to be like a real close friendship type thing that your life you're going to see now where you're thinking, I need that little extra. This is going to be it. And this is, these are, it's going to be like really close. best friends type thing. This is what I'm getting, like best friends, you know, and you can't, the Three Musketeers type thing.
Oh.
You remember these words I'm telling you, and you're going to go back, oh my gosh, he said this to me.
Really?
Really.
Oh my God, because I've been lonely actually out here because from day to day, I don't have, I mean, I've been actually going out and trying to meet people, but it's still like hard. So
oh,
I've been
imagine,
just,
not anymore. It's coming, hon.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm just so grateful of just being here that I'm like, oh, that just would be an added bonus.
There you go.
So are they connected to my work? Because that's what I do for 80 hours. A week?
You know what? One is and one isn't. One is you're going to meet through that, through your work, but one is a friend of the other, but it's going to be where, and I can sit, like I'm sitting in a room with you guys, and
okay.
What I see is the very comfortableness of openness and friendship and the tie, and you guys meet together all the time. This is going to be the girl thing and what the girls do, you know what I mean? This is your thing. This is really,
really?
Going to make you feel whole. You're missing this part in your life right now.
Oh, so I meet one through work and then the other one through that person.
Right.
Oh.
Right. That's how it's going to happen for you.
Oh, and you said that's coming soon.
How's that sound?
It sounds good. You said it's coming soon?
Very soon. Yeah, I can give you a whole projection chart all the way down. It would take forever, but I mean, you know, that's the way it is. It's, I would say in 2.5-3 months' time, you're going to be where you want to be. 6 months down the road, you're going to be so content, it's unbelievable. A year down the road, you're going to reflect back to this and go, man, Rob was right again.
You're kidding me. 2 or 3 months, you really think I'm going to be where I want to be?
Yeah, Nadja, you will.
Wow.
Yeah, you know... You know, you have to get a little bit more confident in yourself.
But you don't understand. I am very confident. I'm just... But when it comes to certain things, I guess because it has been so hard, and I keep hitting all these obstacles, I mean, it's going to affect you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's enlighten our listening audience. I'm remembering I told you I gave you a date, and I think it was the 10th. I said on the 10th, you're going to be notified of a job, right? And I think it came in on the 11th, didn't it?
Yes, something like that,
so
yeah.
If I was that close, I'm pretty sure. Everything else. Nadja, you're a sweetheart. Listen, thank you so much, you know. Drop me a line. I want to hear stuff from you. You email me, you hear me?
Okay,
I want to hear stuff so I can tell these wonderful people listening all about Nadja and the progression of 2.5 to 3 months all the way down.
It is. I have one more question, Robbie, if you don't
mind. Oh, sure. Shoot away.
Just for love, I'm sort of in this weird place where I'm sort of dating someone, but it's long distance, like you predicted. And I just want to know. And then I have someone in the past who keeps hanging on to me, and I feel bad because I want to be there.
No, there's a new door open. There's a new door opening for you coming up. And then when I told you that in the beginning, you go, really? Yeah, there really is. So look for that. That's going to be something for you. And enjoy, hon.
Okay.
Keep
Thank
in
you.
Touch.
Thank you so much, Robbie.
You're most welcome. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, that was friendly. That was very nice. That's a beautiful person. And I'm so glad that she called in. You know, it just... It's beautiful to hear the validations and to see them, folks, and just to see the people, you know. It's unbelievable. All you beautiful people around the world, I know we're getting close here to ending the show and what have you. I want to hear from you guys, Robbie Thomas at kojiko.ca. That's R-O-B-B-I-E-T-H-O-M-A-S at kojiko, is C-O-G-E-C-O.ca. Write me your comments, write me things, your dreams, inspirational stories, questions, what have you. And I will definitely read them and answer them on air like I always do. And I know I have another letter here, and it's from Tina, but I'm going to save that for next week's show for sure. And Tina, if you're listening, I will definitely save your letter for next week. I hope I can pronounce your last name properly. Rietla, Retla. I'm sorry, but you know, Tina, I will definitely save that letter for next week, and I'll read it. It's a beautiful letter you wrote. Thank you. And the topic of tonight was awakenings. And I'm running out of time, but I'm going to save the topic of this week for next week. It's going to really open people's eyes, and we'll talk about that because I have a lovely guest who's coming aboard here. And I want everybody to listen to this. Next week, folks, I'm going to have a special guest all up and in the studio with me. She is a fantastic lady indeed, Reverend May Leilani, will be with us doing live readings for one and all that call in and share in her insight into the realm of healing. May Leilani Schmidt is a gifted spiritual counselor and channeler who will bring into your conscious awareness insightful information from spirit to promote well-being and balance. So check her out right here on A Link to Heaven Radio. And, you know, she's just a wonderful lady. She'll take your calls, answer your questions, and what have you. So check her out. Also, what I want to touch upon, and I'm very pleased, is my new release, Signs from Heaven. You can log on to any online store and purchase a copy or check it out at www.robbythomas.net. You know, the response has been just phenomenal. I'll autograph a special copy and send it to you guys. You go to my private website, robbythomas.net. Check out my books and what have you. It's, you know, the response and the comments from you people, thank you so very much, you know. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, listen, I hope each of you who walked with me tonight here on A Link to Heaven Radio have walked the path most enjoyable this evening, for I have truly enjoyed myself with you all. Till next time, live each day as it was meant to be, full of love and compassion for everyone. Open your heart while accepting everything in this life, and the door of gratefulness will be open to you. God bless you all. I'm Robbie Thomas for A Link to Heaven Radio.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.